This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Back.
Well, I'm back. I don't want you. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there, so much to get involved with. Seriously. I could have a field day with all the stories that are going on. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like you've got 15 people in the ring beating up on one guy. And I know Trump brings some of this on himself. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved. I know Trump brings some of this stuff on himself. I get it. He's not innocent here. He's got to stop responding to everything. If I responded to everything that you guys say or do or throw at me, my God, I wouldn't get any sleep. I wouldn't be able to do the show. I'd be too busy responding to all the negative stuff you say. So I just don't do it. I do it on some of it, but I mostly do it. Some of you have figured it out already. Sometimes I do it just to poke at you. I figure, you know, because I know how I love taking up space in your head. For me, that's what it's all about. Because you don't bother me at all. This is what I tell people. First of all, I still sleep at night, whether you're mad at me or not. Whether you've written something nasty about me or not. I still eat. Take a look. I do well. So you can spew the nasty stuff, and it doesn't do anything but make you feel better about yourself. Right? Doesn't get us any further along. It doesn't help pull the country together. It doesn't help me come to your side. So if your goal in writing stuff to or about me is just to poke at me and it's not to try to pull us together, then you're the problem. No, I don't care what you think. You are the problem, whether you like it or not. Because you're looking to divide. You're not looking to pull us together. And you're not wanting to talk about your point of view. What you want to do is you want to yell at me and tell me what your point of view is and how I have to come over to your way of thinking or else. Well, that's just not going to work. Ever. You don't like it. When we try to force you guys on the left to do anything, you don't like it. You even called it a form of slavery. So what makes you think we'd like it? Which proves to me. It's what I've said to you guys in the past. It's proof positive that you're a bunch of elitist hypocrites. Because you believe that yours is exactly the only way to do it. And that you're smarter than us. That you just do everything better than we do. And it's so far from the truth. I say this a lot. You want equality or you want control? If you truly want equality, then you'd stop with all the nasties towards the people on the right, towards conservatives. You would allow conservatives to speak in the colleges. Because if we're so wrong, what do you got to be afraid of? I tell my Christian friends all the time. You know, if don't defend your faith, so to speak, Talk about it. Talk about your real faith. Talk really about what faith is all about. Because if you believe you have the truth, then you just put it out there and let people run with it. It'll stand on its own. God don't need your help. Right? So when you know something is real and right and justified, you do not have to beat your brains out to sell it. It just doesn't work that way. This, however, is a problem. We started talking about them in the last hour, but we didn't really get into it. This bro romper. If you tried to explain this to me, I would have never, ever, ever in a thousand million gazillion years thought this to be truth. But, you know, this modern menswear that they have, they brought us boat shoes and fleece vests, and they've embraced, you know, body confidence in the 5 to 25 inseam shorts. They've even made us rethink what it means to wear a classic gingham shirt. But today, in what might be possibly be the bro test style, God, this is really bad. It's a new brand launched on Kickstarter. And if this thing is successful, then we as a society are so screwed. Right? They say it's not a romper, and I don't even know where the word romper comes from. I think a romper room as a kid. It's a romfim. Right? Actually, it's a romper, but it's made for dudes. So it's like shorts and pajama shirts sewn together. I could have done that myself if that's what I wanted. Now, the company says, you know, they want everybody to, they want, you know, men should wear these things because it'll make them feel more like themselves. Right? We don't want gender labels. Everybody's equal. See, there's another step towards equality in their mind. I don't want to wear the same stuff. Really? You want to see me in nylons and a nightgown? I think not. Come on, think about that and you'll lose your dinner. Or lunch or whatever. Just amazing. Now, from what I see on the Kickstarter page, I mean, they think it's going to be the next big thing for men. Maybe for California men and a few others. What are they called? Metrosexuals. They still use that term?
I don't know.
They change this stuff. I never know what's what. But it really is something. I wouldn't go out in this stuff. You know what this reminds me of? The jumpsuits of the 70s. Remember those? Without the legs. Wow, that's sad. That's scary. I'm Joe Messina, your host. God. You listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few more minutes. We're going to find out why Washington State isn't allowed to prepare for nuclear war. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, head up to my website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, you can do all the good stuff there. But you can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff you've been taught to hate. Right? But you don't have to hate it. Take a look. Take a read. You don't have to. Matter of fact, if you go to Amazon.com, up there, they let you read, five, six, seven pages of the book. So you can get an idea of what you get yourself into. Anyhow, always a pleasure. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. I really do appreciate the time. Whether you're leaving me messages, good, bad, or different. Look, you have to take the time to stop and think about why you hate me and write me. So I am taking up space in your head. I am getting you to think. And from day one, my show was never meant to convert you. That was not what I was trying to do. I want you to think about why you believe what you believe. I don't care if it's Republican, Democrat, decline the state, Green Party, Mud Party, whatever you are. I don't care. I hate when people on my side, when people on their side or whatever, and they spew in the line that the parties feed them. Makes me crazy. Because you can challenge them and shut them down, and then they get mad and they come after you. You go, what are you mad? Hey, what are you coming after me for? You're the one that can't answer the question. You think you're so high and mighty and so smart, but all you're doing is spewing what they're feeding you. And I say that to my quote-unquote religious friends, too. Don't spew what the pastor said on Sunday. Check him out. Make sure you know what he's saying. Make sure you know what the lesson's about. Make sure you know why you believe, who Jesus is, what he means to you, what God means to you. Because we walk around, especially Christians, you make me nuts. You're my brothers and you make me nuts. Because you walk around with all these cliches. And as you're begging somebody for $10 to get gas to make it home, you're telling them how great Jesus is and how you can do all things through Jesus. Really? Except get yourself $10 worth of gas to put in your car and go home. Right? I mean, I get it. I get that everybody, don't get me wrong, if you're struggling for money, everybody, I get it. But don't sit there while you're trying, you know, spew in a cliche you heard in church while you're begging somebody else. God is your sufficiency. God could do anything for you. And by the way, I can't pay my rent. Can you loan me a few bucks to give me a ride home? Now what, God doesn't like you? I don't see, I can only speak about my belief because I don't know about others. But what I do know is that I hear the same phrases from people about the same religion. Right? So again, religion, politics, whatever it is, don't just spew it because you heard somebody say it, because it just makes you sound dumb. Be able to tell somebody why you believe. It's all it's ever been for me. And you'll get criticized for it. Look at Mrs. America, the new Miss America. I don't know her name. All I know is what. See, I don't even have to know her name. All I know. She stuck up for what she believed. And she was willing to say, in a chance or an opportunity for her to lose her crown or not get it or lose, we need more people like her. She was willing to stand up. And she was willing to say, hey, look, I don't believe that health care is a right. It's a privilege. You know, I could go, you don't have a right. My neighbors, you know, we have neighbors, we have people around us. You don't have a right to come over to my house if I leave the door open or unlocked and come in and help yourself to what's in my refrigerator. Right? You don't have a right to sleep in my bed because I'm not around or whatever the reason is. You don't have a right to my stuff. You have a right to pursue happiness. I don't care whether you live in America or wherever. I mean, God, you have a right. Because of being a child of God, you have a right to pursue happiness, to be able to go and feed your family, to work, to feed your... I mean, even Jesus said, if you don't work, you shouldn't eat. So at what point in time, you don't have to live from a biblical... everybody says separation of church and state. I don't. But I can even feed into those people saying, look, if it's a separation of church and state... The church should be taking care. We're called to take care of the poor and the sick and the widows, right? Remember, I don't know about you guys, but that's what it says in my Bible. So the government needs, as Sam said, they got in the way. Get out of the way. Let us take care of them. Because you guys screwed up the government. Look at, you have to get $1 or $2 to somebody. You have to give the government $10. That's how much money they blow. So get them out of the way. Private industry could do a better job at it. And or, I just got to get the corruption. There's too much money changing hands. So you're not going to believe why Washington State isn't allowed to prepare for nuclear war. Now, this is the loon thought process of the left. Now, if the government was able to take care of everyone during any foreseeable disaster, there probably wouldn't be a thriving prepper movement today, would there? Now, some of you say that's because they're all loons. No, it's because they wouldn't be able to take care of their family. Many people have taken it upon themselves to prepare for disasters because they know how the government often reacts to crisis situations poorly, slowly, and truly without a plan, even though they said they have one. You know, they're just bad at it. So, I get so irritated at this. Because we look to government for everything, yet they screw up about 80% of what they put their hands on when it comes to things like this. There's an expectation among most people that when a disaster strikes, the government will do something. Worst case scenario, sometimes there's disaster the government doesn't see, they haven't really planned for, they don't know how to deal with it. Now you've got North Korea doing missile tests that just might be able to reach the state of Washington, for instance. Now, despite the constant threat of missile tests coming from North Korea, emergency management officials in Washington State say they can't do anything about it. They can't form an evacuation plan. Nothing. You know why? Because state law prohibits it. State law 38.25.030 passed in 1983 says the comprehensive all hazard emergency plan authorized under this subsection may not include preparation for emergency evacuation or relocation of residents in anticipation of a nuclear attack. Please let them stay home and fry. No, it doesn't say that. I said that. So can you believe that? They actually went out of their way to exclude preparation for nuclear attack. Now, the nuclear attack preparation wasn't that great. I grew up in Boston. And when they did the nuclear test, I don't know if some of you guys remember, they would do the nuclear attack test, and they make you hide under your desk. Because that was going to save you from nuclear radiation. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, I like this to jump right back on it because it makes it easier that way. So we were talking about the how Washington State, those fruitcakes, passed a law back in 83 that wouldn't allow them to do emergency evacuation planning for under a nuclear attack. But the reason they decided not to allow that was they didn't want people, now check this out, this is that liberal mindset. If we ignore it, let's get rid of the Confederate flags, let's get rid of the statues, let's get everything that makes it feel bad, and then it'll make us feel better, and it'll all go away, and we'll never know about it, and everything will be cool. Now they got a kind of right here. Because, you know, in a nuclear attack, if you don't protect yourself from it, you'll fry fast, it'll be over, and you'll never know what happened. But they actually made a law that said they would not allow you to do nuclear attack evacuation the drills were planning. And the reason they said that was that they were inundated with nuclear attack warnings. Yeah. Okay, the only state in the union, probably. So they felt that the middle ground was to ban them altogether. Isn't that nice? You poor people. You poor people. You have got nothing in Washington. You have no one there to protect you. It's really sad. Anyway, as I said, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, healthcare is a big thing. Along with, you know, what's going on with the healthcare plan. We don't know where the bill is at. We know it's over in the Senate. We don't know what's going to happen to it. But you've got options. And I usually have Dale Bellis, but his son was around, Matt Bellis, and we talked about the health share programs, health share plans, and how you can take care of your family. This is affordable. It's a group, you know, when I say it's a group plan, I mean, it's really a community. Let's let them explain, okay? Because I'm just going to screw it up. You know, I'm honored to have Matt Bellis on with me today. He's the Chief Communications Officer for Liberty HealthShare. And, you know, again, with the new medical bill in front of everybody between Congress and the Senate, you know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot we don't know about. And if you're looking into HealthShare programs, this is the place to come and listen and learn and get some information. And, Matt, thanks for being with me today.
Absolutely, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Exactly.
So let's just get right down to it. I know that your dad, Dale, was telling me a few weeks back that they were in Washington, they were working in Washington, they were making sure that this bill had provisions in it for health share. From what you're seeing now, what you're seeing come down the pike, is all good? Are we still going to be able to have these health share type of programs?
I mean, we're going to still be able to operate. There are some things in that in those bills that we don't necessarily like. It doesn't provide for the freedom, or it doesn't allow for you to use your dollars the way that you would want. And ultimately, we look at this and say the number one thing that we want from Washington is complete autonomy. We want to be able to associate with other like-minded folks and be a part of any kind of healthcare program that we choose. That would be the ultimate. And from there, we'll see what the government does. It's not a perfect bill.
Are you suggesting you want some freedom and liberty to do what you want with your own money?
we're always advocating for that. Absolutely.
I don't know how well that works in the world of the legislature, but anyhow.
No, that's true.
I know it's going to be switched up in the Senate or what have you. And is Liberty HealthShare working with our senators, working with our congressmen to make sure all is well?
Going to be interfering with what we do. We definitely have people in the works to work with senators and congressmen as well to make sure that primarily healthcare sharing and the people who are part of healthcare sharing are pretty much left alone. I mean, we are self-sufficient. We're taking care of ourselves. We're taking care of each other. We are not in want or need of that type of interference. So we're just looking to, frankly, to be recognized and to be left alone.
I like that, taking care of each other. Man, you leave the government out and you actually make it work. You make them very nervous. You know that, right? Oh, God. All right, so, you know, for those who maybe be tuning in for the first time, or it's the first time they're really listening to what Health Share is all about, what are Health Share programs, if you would?
Yeah, Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who have gathered together to share in the expense of medical costs. It is like crowdfunding for healthcare. But you know those crowdfunding sites. You know, you could put something out there and maybe people will to give or give or not to give. We've simplified that. We've systematized it. We've made it a lot easier for people to come in together and share medical expenses. Wouldn't be any different if you were to go to a church or a community center on a monthly basis, and you know you're going to go there giving money to somebody, and then somebody stands up and says, hey, I have a need, and then you walk right up to them and you give them the money that you've predetermined to give to somebody each and every month. It's really no different than that. We just put some technology and some know-how behind it to make sure that transaction is seamless and works well. So it's really community-based. It's not Liberty HealthShare-based. It's not Liberty HealthShare paying for your dollars or for your medical bills. It is the community of people who are gathering together to help you in your time of need.
Wow, community help, right? I mean, and it's like it used to be in years gone by when I was growing up as a kid. If somebody was sick or out of work or hurt or what have you, the community would come together and help them out and bring them food and maybe go run errands for the family to help them out and what have you, or take some of the kids over the house and feed their butts. But you see what I'm saying? I mean, so it's kind of the same thing here. We're all looking at each other and helping each other out and making sure that each other is taken care of, right? I mean,
simple. just like the co-ops of the old times that unfortunately used to be divided upon racial or religious lines. We're saying, hey, we're starting from a religious standpoint, saying we as Christians know that this is something that we should be doing. And so if you can agree with us and you want to share in those medical expenses, we welcome you. Come on out and share medical bills together.
Now, I know how you Christians are, right? You're gonna try to convert everybody. Oh, you can't be part of it, or you get sent over to the death squad, the death panel, if you're not a Christian, right? Isn't that how it works? Come on, tell me the truth.
We have a death panel full of black-footed figures sitting in the shadows. Just wait. No.
Right.
No, we have a set of rules and guidelines that we at Buy-and-Buy, and those are available for anybody to look at. And if you want to be a part of that, or if you don't, that's totally up to you. This is free, voluntary interactions with each other. But, you know, we have a set of shared beliefs that we all adhere to, and they're no different than a lot of commonly held beliefs by Americans. We just know that our rights come from God, and that we are not there to interfere with anybody's rights to seek medical care, or you know, we want to be of help to people. So I would suggest people go on the website and look at our shared beliefs, looking at our guidelines to see what it actually takes. A lot of people might be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, it's really interesting when people hear the word faith-based. They think right away they cater to Christians. They only cater to that faith. They only cater to the way that those people think. And it's not. You're actually, you know, from what I've read on the website and some people I've spoken with that have actually taken advantage of it, you're not required to be a Christian. You're not looked down upon if you're not a Christian. This is truly a community coming together to help each other, correct?
We open it up to anybody who wants to be a part of this in our shared beliefs. We don't have any true faith requirements. We don't make you sign an affidavit of faith or have your pastor sign something and send it back in. If you can agree with our shared beliefs, then we believe that you've been called to become a part of Liberty HealthShare.
Yeah, right. You know, loving each other, helping each other out. I mean, that's really, those are really two bad things to want to be. So when you talk about Liberty HealthShare, now some people get all, you know, wound up and bent up in the fact, well, you know, you're not an insurance company, so you don't have to abide by the same laws, and how do I know you're going to be around tomorrow, and how I know, let's put some people at ease, you know.
Sure.
We've seen insurance companies go out of business, so saying that you're not an insurance, you know, you're an insurance company doesn't help people, doesn't mean anything in today's environment. But explain to people the difference between Liberty HealthShare and an insurance company.
Well, really what healthcare sharing is, it's nothing like an insurance company. Actually, we're very proud not to be health insurance. We actually say we're freedom from health insurance. because there's a lot of restrictions in those bases. And even though they take care of the same basic functions in your life, we don't act like, operate, smell like an insurance company at all. This isn't money coming from Liberty HealthShare. And any money that you receive in terms of helping you pay for your medical bills, it doesn't come from Liberty HealthShare. It comes from Matt Bellis, or it comes from Joe Smith, or it comes from, you know, Bonnie Schwartz, who is actually my aunt. but if the money's coming from people, not a corporation who is taking your money, investing it, and maybe someday you can get some money back if ever you need some. No, this is actually true voluntary interactions.
We'll be back with more after the break with Matt Bellis with the Liberty HealthShare. Listen, you got a lot more you have to learn about this, so don't go far. Come on back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You are some messed up white people.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Hosh? What's a hosh? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We'll get back to, you know, we'll get back to health share. You got to learn, you really got to have to learn how to take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? I mean, health care insurance is really expensive. But with all the things going down now, with the way that health bill is going down and insurance companies bowing out, you got to fight in front of it. You got to make sure that you're taken care of. You got to make sure that you've got Plan B. We never have Plan B, and then we try to. What happened? I thought we had this. What happened? You know, because the insurance companies, I tell you what, you're going to end up fighting for every nickel you get. I see it happen all the time. I hear it happen all the time. The by the way, if you're into castles and you're under 40, you have to be under 40, which I think is discriminatory, but what can I say? And you got a few bucks in the bank, Italy is giving away castles for the Italian government. And the reason they're giving away castles, these things are all empty. And they want you to turn them into bed and breakfast. And they want you to gin up, you know, the economics around these small villages. Because around these castles, there's usually some small villages. And they're just decrepit. These things are falling apart. The tourism in those areas is dying. So they're hoping by giving these things away, and you agreeing to turn them into a, you know, bed and breakfast, and you're under 40, and you'd be able to, you know, I think that's kind of discriminatory. I really do. I mean, I may not have the money, but I'm definitely not under 40. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's just irritating. Italy, we could be in Italy for free. Anyway, let's get back to the health share, because I'm going to try to figure out a way to pull this castle off. Seriously, I am. Matt Bellis on the line with me. He's the Chief Communications Officer for Liberty HealthShare. Always enjoy my interaction with people from Liberty HealthShare because, you know, you got to learn. You got to learn what's available to you and your family. You have to learn different ways to deal with issues, different ways to deal with, you know, with your health care, your own health care. And I've got to tell you, if you listen to the show, I have very few sponsors or long-term sponsors, because when I have issues with a sponsor, when I have issues with a product, we don't keep them on. I don't need the aggravation. I'm not Rush Limbaugh. I can't lose, you know, 5,000 listeners because there's a bad sponsor or a bad product. And I've got to tell you that I have yet to get a phone call on Liberty HealthShare or somebody who's had a deal with, or somebody who's called into Liberty HealthShare and said, you know, I'm not so sure about this company. I didn't like the way they treat me. I got to tell you, it's been just the opposite. I even had an attorney call me and tell me he was quite surprised at the way he was handled on the phone and the whole transaction of signing up. He felt it was a very pleasant and informative phone conversation. So, Matt, I want to thank you publicly for your people, for the people that work for you, and the way they handle, at least they handle my listeners. That's all I can speak
okay.
to. You know?
Yeah, then I'll take that back to our folks and let them know. Thank you for calling me.
Yeah, and you know what? I encourage my listeners to call me. You have a bad time with a sponsor or somebody that I'm talking with, let me know, because they either got to go or somebody had a bad day, you got the wrong person on the phone. You know, everybody deserves a second chance. But let's talk about this bucket of money that everybody's going to throw into to help Joe on his next vacation. I mean, with my next surgery,
right?
And the fact that you're not an insurance company, so it is the community helping. It is a community with a bucket of dollars. Do I individually have to beg everybody for money, or how does the process work?
Well, don't think of it like a bucket of money just hanging out there.
Okay.
There's no bucket in the Liberty HealthShare building just waiting to be scooped up. All of the resources, all of the dollars to pay for your medical bills are in the pockets of the members. Do you ever remember that movie, It's a Wonderful Life?
Oh, yeah.
Whenever George Bailey's telling people, well, your money's not here, it's in Bill's house, and it's in Dave's house. It's the same type of thing. Liberty HealthShare doesn't keep on a hold of your dollars. All of the money to pay for your medical bills are in the pockets of the people, and they committed to share in medical bills every single month, and we go through the process of getting your bills, negotiating them down, referencing them to the right price, and making sure that we're paying a good, honorable, fair price to the doctor. And then we turn around and we take those share amounts every single month and pay the doctors and the hospitals. We actually had some economic analysis done of our system and how we're doing things, and things turned out a lot better than what even we thought it would be.
Wow, very good.
So things have been doing pretty well.
So Matt, between you and I come in, and all of a sudden I find out I have cancer. I've got an issue with cancer, and I'm not trying to be lighthearted about this, but
sure.
We hear horror stories all the time, right?
Absolutely.
So what do you guys cover me for? The first two visits and about $50,000 of treatment, then I'm on my own, right? Is that how that works?
That's it. You're on your own from there on.
Yeah,
so.
Right?
No, we are committed to you as a member, and if you are a member and you contract cancer, we're here to help you in those times of needs. If ever you have a problem or a sickness or an illness, or you're in an accident, you know, we're here for those things that are unexpected and unaffordable. A cancer diagnosis, absolutely unexpected and absolutely unaffordable, especially in this day and age. And so we turn to the community. We say our good friend Joe over here has cancer, and we systematically line up all the people within their share amounts to help pay for your medical bills.
Wow, that's cool.
Now, the good news is, with the law of large numbers, not everybody contracts cancer all at once. So we have those resources in the pockets of our individual members to help pay for your medical bills.
And a nice thing about this, and I'm not trying to soft shoe this, but because it's a community-based scenario, it's not, I jokingly talked about the death panels. You know, you don't have five bureaucrats sitting in a room somewhere that you never get to see, feel, touch, talk with, or what have you, that's deciding, well, you know, Joe is 60 years old, he's a little overweight, and we may not do this for him, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, no.
You're not fighting rejections like that, and I think that helps, too, when you're going through a major thing in your life. At least I believe it does.
So, yeah. We have times where we have to protect our membership and know what our members are spending dollars on. And I will tell you, Joe, front out, there are times where we've had to deny certain things. But then if that is not something that is a part of our guidelines, or if it's something that you feel like is you haven't been treated fairly, you get multiple upon multiple upon multiple interactions to challenge a decision. You know, you don't get that in any other system. If you see something that, hey, this should be something that should be shared by the community, then you have ways of coming back, and the final arbitration is a group of your Liberty Health Share peers then determine what is a shared amount or not. This isn't, you know, final decisions aren't made, frankly, by Liberty Health Share. It's made by the fellow members. So this is a true community of people coming together to help each other out.
That's what I was going to say. It is definitely a community event. Now, the other thing I like about Liberty Health Share, which I know that some insurance companies have, but they're not really open about it, is you've got what Joe calls kind of a pre-care thing. You know, I lost a bunch of weight back in August. I did it all the wrong way. You know, I did it too fast and what have you. But if I had been a member of Liberty Health Share, I could have called. I could have got some and said, look, I know I'm overweight. I'm obese by all measurements, and I want to lose weight, and I want to do this, and what are some of the exercises? What are some of the things that I could do? And you do have a group of people that can help counsel me through some of the things that I need to do safely, right?
Yeah, if you're a member, and whenever you come on as an enrollment, you know, there may be things that are a part of your lifestyle that we would look at and say, you know, it's this one thing, we're different. And so we enroll people into what's called Health Track, and those are for folks who are particularly susceptible to certain lifestyle changes. So folks who, you know, smokers, obesity, diabetes, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, things like that, where, you know, certain lifestyle changes can dramatically reduce these physical ailments. So if you're coming to us and you are a little bit obese, then you're put on our Health Track membership roles, and you are assigned a coach, and you and that coach have predetermined goals that you set, not anybody else, that you set and you agree to, and then once you meet those goals, then you can graduate from our Health Track program. But we have ways of helping out our members, because we don't want to just be there denying people because they're a little bit overweight or they're a smoker or they might have heart conditions. We enroll them into our Health Track program. We work with them to get them healthier, and once they're done, they don't need Health Track anymore. They come off of Health Track.
You know, some people just need, like myself, you need to see some results. You always feel when you want to lose some, you know how it goes. I'm sure you've talked to people. You know,
sure.
When you want to lose some weight, you don't really know where to start. You don't know what to give up. You don't know how it's going to affect you. And it's nice to have somebody on the other line that says, you know what, I talk to people every day like this, Joe, and let me tell you how you might want to start. Because when people start to see results, when they feel like there's somebody there helping them, they're willing to work harder at it to make it happen. At least that's what I believe.
You know, people have seen this over and over again, and we see this all the time. The number one thing that gets to true life change when it comes to people's health, that one thing is accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got somebody that you're accountable to and for,
yep,
then you can make those changes, and that's what we do.
Well, tell people how to get information on Liberty Health Share, you know, if they want to call somebody. Now, I always tell people, go to the website and read first. This is not the insurance gobbledygook that you try to read whenever you pull up one of these things. I can actually understand most of what's printed on your website.
Most of
Well, listen, I've got a sixth grade education, so you know what I'm saying? It's a little tough for me at times. But head over to libertyhealthshare.com. That's libertyhealthshare.com or .org. Either one will take you there. Find out more about them. Read what's on there. Right? Get informed. Get engaged. Next hour, we're going to do a smorgasbord of stories. One of them is all you have to do is swallow a balloon. This is what they're telling me to lose weight. I may try on the air. I don't know. We'll see. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be right back.